as
God
intended.
Let's go.
To Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host for today, Nicola Burnett, holistic dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, and proprietor of Back to Balance Wellness Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thank you for joining me today at Looking for Healing Talk Radio. Looking for Healing is an exciting show where you can learn from experts in the practice of natural medicine. Combined, the four show hosts possess more than 100 years of clinical experience as professional healers and includes myself, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. If you're into all things natural when it comes to health and healing, then stick with us. This is definitely the show for you. I am super grateful to have the opportunity to share and educate and expand the minds of others on the topic of natural healing, which is a topic that has seemingly gotten lost as the primary way of healing. I invite you to share the links and to tell all your like-minded friends and family that they can find us live every week on America Out Loud Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora Networks, and via America Out Loud phone apps, downloaded from Apple, Android, and Alexa. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the sponsor of the show, Global Healing. Global Healing is a family-owned company that has been around since 1988. Their products are developed using cutting-edge manufacturing processes and the best ingredients nature has to offer. They work with small organic farmers and producers to offer pure, fresh ingredients. And Global Healing is offering a generous 15% off of your first purchase as a thank you to our faithful listening audience of Looking for Healing Radio. Just use the discount code of OUTLOUD when placing your order. That's OUTLOUD. And I'd like to give a shout out to EHI, the Energetic Health Institute. They're an amazing school that teaches you how to think, not what to think. And a great school for learning all things healing and holistic. All right, we're going to get into our show. We are continuing the Body Talk series. And this is a series that I started to discuss how the body is connected and wired in ways that we're all very unaware of. Well, obviously, I'm not unaware because I'm doing this show. However, the listening audience is probably very unaware. So we have a nervous system, and the nervous system leaves. We've got the 12 cranial nerves, and those nerves leave and go into the spine, innervate the spine, and then they go out and innervate the body. So you can pick up somebody's foot or leg, and you can start doing Vitaflex on their colon points on the shin. And if that is something that's very, very painful, then that means they've got issues in the colon, because the only reason that that area is painful when you're doing the reflexology is because there's issues in that organ. That organ is experiencing toxicity, it's experiencing inflammation, it's not functioning right, something along those lines. And we talked a little bit about muscle testing and why, and I'm going to say this real slow, muscle, the word muscle, testing. Why can we do muscle testing and why does it give us accurate information? Well, because another way that the body is tied in is that every single organ is connected to a certain muscle in the body. And so the whole body is a reflection of itself. I can't say this enough. You can see all of the points of the body in the ear. You can see all the points of the body in the top of the head. All the points of the body are represented on the face, in the hands, in the feet. So the whole body is constantly a reflection of itself. So when we have issues in certain areas of the body, you guys as in the listening audience, whoever's out there listening, have heard me talk about the reflexology charts with the teeth. And so a lot of times when I put a client on a cleanse, I will give them the tooth chart and I will say to them, if you have any issues with your teeth, anything starts acting up while you're on this cleanse with your teeth, that is an indication that you've got an issue either in the teeth or in the organ system itself. And so a lot of times if they have no problems in their teeth and they start having an issue in their teeth, like bleeding gums or sensitivity or interesting sensations in the teeth, like there are certain areas where their teeth are starting to feel like they're very loose, then all of those sensations trace back in the teeth. The teeth are telling you about the organ that it's giving you information about. I've always said in these broadcasts that the body is funny. It tattletales on itself. So when I'm reviewing the whole body scans in the office with a client and I see something going on in the cardiovascular, automatically, I already know many, many things just by looking at the cardiovascular. I know what we're going to see with nutrition status. I know what we're going to see with the digestion of lipids. I know that we're probably going to see certain things in the liver, malnutrition, and issues with the liver processing lipids. And I've only looked at the cardiovascular on the scan. I haven't even looked at other areas. I can look and tell if there's vitamin deficiency by looking at the cardiovascular. I can tell by looking at like the skeleton that there is a protein malnutrition when I haven't even assessed the levels of protein in the body. So it's more like I'm looking at certain organs. And if I see this, then I know this is going on in the pancreas. And so I'll flip to the pancreas. And then sure enough, we're seeing exactly what the prior organ system, you know, cardiovascular system or whatever organ it was I was looking at on the scans with the client was projecting about the other organs. So the whole body is set up in a way to give us so much mirroring and so much signaling in multiple different areas about the organ systems internally and what's going on, which is really just such a brilliant design. So you can do something as simple as a reflexology session. And by doing the reflexology session, doing all the points of the body, you may be working with somebody's feet and you hit all of the points in the feet. And as you're going through the reflexology session, and the person is cringing and withdrawing and going, oh gosh, that hurts so bad, ow. Then if you ask, what point are you working on? And they might say, this is your bladder, or they might say, this is your uterus. And so the whole body is wired in such a way where it's just constantly giving us information about the inner workings. And so a part of doing this body talk series is to share with you, or hopefully to convey, that where you have the issue is not where the problem is. Like, for example, sometimes people will complain to me about their hair. Now, if their hair just doesn't have luster, if their hair is dull, that's one issue. If their hair has a certain kind of a texture where it's very kind of rough, or it's very almost like Brillo pad, and it's very fine and it breaks very easily, that's an indication of a different issue in a different organ in the body. If somebody has an issue with hair falling out, first of all, you have to ask, the first question I ask is, well, what part of the scalp are you experiencing hair falling out? Is it falling out over the entire head? Is it falling out in just patches? Or is it falling out right around the hairline, right where the hair starts, around the face? Those are three different issues. Those are not the same issues. And I'm here to tell you, all three of those issues have nothing to do with your hair. It's not your hair. It's an organ system that it's connecting to. So the certain organ system, when it has an issue, it will show a problem in the surface organ, which in the example I'm talking about is the hair, but it's not the hair itself. So think of the hair as just the communicator of the organ. Okay, it's not the hair that has the problem. So when people see an issue in a surface organ, and then they start to go back and start doing things for their hair, they start putting, oil treatments, Ayurvedic oil treatments, or rinsing it with apple cider vinegar, or changing their shampoos, that's not the problem. And that's why that stuff doesn't work. So to be honest with you, this body talk series could go on for probably a year, and I am not kidding, just to go through the entire body to talk about all the ways that the body is connected in multiple ways that we are not told about and we're not informed about. This series, I just chose to really focus on muscle testing and to focus on the muscle that's connected to the certain organ system, and then talk about some of the health conditions that can present when that there is a problem in that organ system. And furthermore, I also want to say that if there's a problem in the organ system and the muscle is one of the mirrors or the communicators or the messengers to the person about the issue in that particular organ, another thing that one can experience is weakness in that muscle. So another way I could evaluate a person in my office, it would take a little bit of time, but another way I could evaluate somebody is go through and give somebody an exercise or ask them to perform a certain movement. And that movement is a movement that puts a lot of stress and commands performance from that particular muscle. And if I see that that muscle is weak, it's not firing, it's collapsing when the person tries to put weight on it or fire it, then that's also a very telltale sign that the muscle associated with the organ is an indication that there's a problem in the organ. So I really hope everybody out there is getting this message and really starting to understand what it is that I'm conveying and communicating through these discussions. And again, there's so much information that I haven't even touched upon because I didn't want this presentation to be too confusing. But just to give you an idea of what I'm referring to and things I haven't even gone into, every single organ system has emotions associated with it. Every single organ system has a surface organ associated with it. So, like, for example, the stomach, which is the organ I'm going to start with today, the surface organ, and what I mean by surface organ is the organ on the outside that we can see and touch and look at and study on the outside. So just like I was talking about the hair, if you're experiencing certain issues in the hair, it's not a problem with the hair, it's a problem with the internal body. So what is that surface presentation that we're going to see if there's a problem in a particular organ? The other thing is there's a certain sense, there's a certain taste, certain sense-like taste that is associated with different organ systems. There's a certain body fluid that is connected to particular organs. There is also a certain tissue that is connected to that certain organ. There's a color that's indicated or that's representative of that organ. And there's also a surface organ, but there's also a surface indicator associated with that organ. So Again, I'm focusing on just the muscles here because I started this whole series out talking about muscle testing and why in the natural medicine realm we use this all the time. Like, I don't think I ever speak to any practitioner in the holistic realm that doesn't use or refer or rely on muscle testing. I mean, it's just like the language 101. It's so common. You can travel any in the world, anywhere in the world, and talk to any person who deals with holistic healthcare, and right away, they might just, maybe you're in a room and you don't even know this person, and in 5 minutes they're like, "Well, did you muscle test? Well, let me just muscle test real quick, or let's go ahead and start with muscle testing the patient or the client." So this is just very normal. And again, I'm trying to take the woo-woo out of this conversation of muscle testing and people looking at it and rolling their eyes and thinking it's ridiculous and poo-pooing it, as the expression goes, and giving validity to it. And I just want to say, furthermore, on that, when you really delve into the world of holistic medicine, it's so directly related to science, anatomy, physiology, physics, the quantum field. There's nothing but technical science that is associated with holistic care. So anybody who thinks this stuff is nonsense, they're rolling their eyes because they weren't educated right. They were not told properly about all of this stuff. And remember, all these conversations that I'm having with you, that Dr. Artis is having, Dr. Ely is having, Dr. Jana Schmidt is having, we are very highly educated. A lot of technical education goes into this background. And that's my point. It's not a bunch of woo-woo stuff. It's very technical. You might have to take an exam or take a test, and they might ask you, okay, what is, because you have to know inside and out how the nervous system is wired. And it might be a question on a test. It might say, okay, what is the surface organ that's connected to this particular organ? Or what is the surface indicator? What is the muscle that's associated with this organ? Why would that be something you would want to test on an exam for somebody who's an holistic healthcare practitioner? Because when we're dealing with clients and clients walk into our office or center, if that's what we do, deal with clients, which is something that I do, then when people are telling you things on health forms, or they're behaving a certain way, or their head is cocked to one side, or they plop in a chair, or they're walking with their toes turned in, this is screaming information. This is really helpful, useful information about that person and their health issues and what's going on in their body. And that's why it's useful. And that's why it's something that we learn. So, time for a break. I'm going to run off here. We'll start to jump into some of the remaining organ systems that I wanted to pick up with and talk about today. So, please sit tight and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break on Looking for Healing Radio. And real quick, I just want to mention that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of our shows go to podcasts typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. You can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and many more. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and rate the show for us. Okay, let's get back to our topic of body talk. This is the Body Talk series, and I've been discussing muscle testing and why it works and the relationship between the different organ systems and the muscle that is attached. Okay, and the associated conditions as well. That's associated, or that somebody could experience when that particular organ system is presenting with health issues. So I left off last week talking about the stomach. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and just I want to repeat where I left off, was that the stomach oftentimes is associated with, I'll call them mental presentations or mental disorders or emotional disorders. That's something that can be quite common. And what am I referring to when I'm talking about mental disorders? I'm talking about a nervous breakdown. That could be a presentation. Emotional disorders. That could be another presentation. Family dysfunction, or somebody that's very easily upset, somebody who cries a lot. You know, if you have somebody who seems to kind of cry at the drop of a hat, you know, it's interesting. I have a client who is a performer here in Las Vegas, and one of the things that came to, not in the very beginning of working with this person, not on their intake forms, they didn't really think about this when we first met, but I've worked with this person for many years now. A lot of people will just do the program, but they will say to me, you know, I consider you my doctor because I come in and you give me more information every single time I visit you, regardless of what's going on in my body, than any physician ever has. So in my head, in my mind, I consider you my doctor. And so a lot of times I'll work with people for years, 5 years, 8 years, I don't know, 15 years for that reason. So people will come in, they do the program, they learn a lot, and they'll come back in for maintenance. They come back in for checks. They'll come back in and say, you know, I'm 40 now, or I'm 50 now, and I'd really like to take a look at my hormones, or I'd really like to revisit this because I know that, you know, things are changing a little bit because I'm older and I just want to stay on top of these things and I just want to check in. Or they may come in for maintenance. A lot of clients who have completed the program and now know how to take care of their bodies, they'll come in maybe once or twice a year and just do follow-ups and say, hey, I just want to check in. I just want to run a scan. I just want to see that there isn't anything running under the surface that I'm not aware of. Or sometimes clients will come in and say, even something like, hey,
I have had a new sexual partner or a couple sexual partners, and I had a new sexual partner, and now within the next 6 months, I'm having certain issues with maybe infections presenting, or rashes or chronic itching or certain things. And they'll say, I just want to check in and make sure, my microbial load is not is working correctly or is where it should be. Or I'm a little bit concerned because I've had multiple sexual partners, more than one over the past couple of years, and I just want to do a check-in with that and see. So there's all kinds of reasons why people would still continue to come see me as a practitioner, even though they've completed the program, they've done everything, and they've moved on. So this is one, I'm sharing that because this is one of those clients. This is somebody that I've been seeing off and on for, gosh, I think it's almost 15 years. And this person doesn't do the best job of following the advice. However, they do the best they can. And so one of the things that came to light as I'm working with this client, getting to know them, and every time we get together and talk, we have different conversations. He was sharing with me a funny story. Well, he thought it was funny about how when he was a child, he drove his father nuts because he would cry over everything. He was such a little crybaby. He was whining about everything. He was always complaining that he's just, uncomfortable in his body. And so, in a case like this, when a client's sharing something like this, and I'm looking and sharing with you these organs, right? Easily upset, going back to the stomach, which is what we're talking about, crying a lot, nervous breakdown, emotional disorders, these types of things. This could have been if the parents were educated and tied into this kind of stuff, or if a healthcare provider that the parents were taking the child to clued into this, any of this stuff, they may have put together and said, these are indications that there may be going on, something may be going on in your stomach. And maybe at that point, they would have done some testing to see if there was a pathogen or a bacterial overgrowth or a parasite in the stomach. And maybe they would have asked questions about certain things like, well, is this person experiencing allergies? That's another thing that can present with the stomach. Or they might, an educated practitioner in a case like this might put the client on a table and check the placement of their stomach. Because if their stomach is, I guess what I would call popped up or slid up the esophagus, then it needs to be pushed back down because that's not a normal placement. If I would ask maybe if the person has heartburn or indigestion or painful burning sensations in the stomach. So when I have a client who does the cleansing portion, we use the Master Cleanse at the right time in their program. And if they complain to me that they have a painful burning sensation in their stomach, then I know that's an indication they've got actual problems in their stomach. And it may sound like, oh, yeah, well, isn't that obvious? They're on a cleanse and now their stomach starts hurting. No, it's not, because they may be able to eat anything and everything under the sun, have absolutely no problems. And then we put them on a cleanse. Let me use that word, or a detox, cleanse and detox. And the cleanse and detox reveals certain things that are in that organ system that normally in their day-to-day life is not revealed. So it's not that obvious. So you get the idea. You may want to ask them if they have swallowing difficulties. That's another issue that can be associated with the stomach. Or an inability to digest food, and that can be a pH imbalance. Sometimes one of the questions that I will ask clients on a form is, are you hungry all the time? Now, it's not normal to be hungry all the time. The normal thing should be you receive cues and signals through chemical hormonal secretions that tell you you're hungry. You experience hunger. You consume food, and then after you consume the food, you're no longer hungry. But there are some people that just say, I'm hungry all the time. It's like I eat, but it's never quite satisfied or satiated. So if they have these unusual hunger cues, then that can be a referral back to the stomach. Hiccups, that's another one. And that can often indicate that the stomach has popped up, or that can indicate that there's an issue down below in the small intestine or large intestine with hiccups, especially in the transverse colon. So it's very, very common when we are doing an advanced cleanse. And when we get to the part of the advanced cleanse, when the process is really clearing out that transverse colon, hiccups is one of the things that can start happening when they are receiving colon hydrotherapy. They're just sitting there and all of a sudden they start hiccuping. Ah, we're in the transverse colon. You know, do you feel a lot of things being cleared out in the transverse? And they'll go, yeah, I kind of feel something a little bit more up high. Yep, above the navel and below the rib cage. Yep, that's the transverse colon. Burping is another one. Coughing. Now, coughing, a lot of times people always think coughing lungs, not necessarily. Sometimes coughing can be associated with the stomach. Tooth decay is another one that can be associated with the stomach. Bad breath, bleeding gums. Oftentimes that's not something that's associated, that people associate. And this is, again, I can't get this through to you enough. This is what I'm talking about. Your gums may start to bleed. And right away, you're thinking there's a problem with the teeth. There's a problem with the teeth. No, not necessarily. You got to think past that. So bleeding gums can be associated with the teeth. A difficulty, I think I mentioned this, difficulty raising head off the pillow when someone's lying on their back. A twisted head or shoulder. I'm always looking at the position of people's, they're sitting in my office, they're sitting in a chair. I'm looking at their posture. I'm looking to see if their shoulders mirror themselves, you know, from right to left, or if one is pitched forward or pitched back than the other. I'm looking to see if the head sits squarely on the shoulders. I'm looking to see if they cock their head to one side as they're talking to me. All of these things, again, are telling us something about the person and their health and the organ systems within. So if somebody can't shrug their shoulders, I mean, I'm training as a yoga instructor, and I used to teach a lot of classes. And sometimes just doing a shrug, you know, rolling the shoulders back or rolling the shoulders up towards the ears and down. And it's interesting, I would notice in classes, people can't do this. That can be an indication of an issue in the stomach. Tennis elbow. Now, with tennis elbow, everybody's always what? Focused on the elbow, focused on that area. They're not tracing that line up into what it could be related to above or below the line. We haven't gotten into fingernails yet, but I'll just say white fingernails can be a sign of issues in the stomach. When somebody has styes can also be an issue of the stomach. Skin problems. Now you guys can see by listening to this series, there's a lot of things that can cause skin problems. I'm not sure. Actually, I'd have to go back and look because I can't recall right now the organs I previously reviewed, but almost probably every organ, there's skin problems. So what does that tell you? When you have a skin problem, it's never the skin. I always tell people the skin is an internal job. The skin is an internal job. What am I saying when I say that? What I'm trying to communicate by saying that is you've got issues with multiple organs. It's not the skin. Unfortunately, the skin is one of those organs that really gets, the skin is like the caboose. It gets the bad end of, you know, it's like pass the buck, and the buck ends with the skin. I can assure you that in the body. So when somebody comes to me with skin issues, the first thing you'll hear out of my mouth is liver, colon, kidneys. I'm always naming some other organ and I'm never really acknowledging it's the skin because it's never the skin. So by the time you have a lot of skin problems, trust me, You don't have skin problems. You've got a lot of organ problems before it even comes to that. Hives, rashes, this is another thing that can be related to the stomach. So I think I have gone over, inability to sleep. I'm not sure I've mentioned that one. So you've probably heard by listening through this series that there are a lot of organs that I have mentioned either sleep issues, inability to sleep, unable to fall asleep, insomnia. Almost every single organ lists some kind of issue tied back to sleep. So when somebody shows up in your office and they're complaining about issues with sleeping, you first of all, you have to get more detailed and say, well, are you having issues falling asleep? No, that I fall asleep really easily. I'm having issues staying asleep. Okay. The next question is there seem to be a certain time during the night that you always seem to be waking up? And they'll say, oh yeah. 99.9% of my clientele will say, oh yeah. Every time I wake up, and sure enough, it's like 1:30, 2:15, it's always that time frame on the clock. So you want to get the time frame that somebody is waking up, and then you want to ask them, when are they able to fall back asleep? Does it take them 5 minutes? Does it take them 10 minutes? Because a lot of times, the amount of time it takes for them to fall back asleep tells you the severity of what's going on in that particular organ system that ties back to the issue the person is having. If it takes them, if they wake up, let's say, for example, I had a client who would wake up from 3 to 5, and 3 to 5 is bronchioles and lungs. And so they would wake up kind of right on the dot, like around 3 o'clock. Sometimes it was 2:30, but usually it was 3, 3:15, 3:05. And then like clockwork, they couldn't fall back till 5. So I shared with them, okay, that's something tied back into the lungs. Well, nothing's wrong with my lungs. I don't have any breathing problems. I don't have coughing. I don't have anything going on. Well, guess what? The next thing I'm going to tell them is I want you to get a mold test, and I want you to do a mold test where you live and sometimes maybe at your office. And almost always they will go and do a mold test. And sure enough, they're like, oh my God, the mold is super high in my house. And that led us to find a leak, you know, in the ceiling between the top floor and the second floor. And honestly, all the time I'm able to figure these types of things out. So the last thing I'll say about the stomach, and then I got to run again to a break, is any extremes. Anytime somebody's dealing with extremes, like they have extremes about making sure the doors are always locked, or they have to clean their hands, or they have to check something 17 times, that can be an issue in the stomach. And another one is there is an issue with eating disorders that can be associated with the stomach, and also the excessive drinking of alcohol, or just drinking alcohol in general. That could, those issues can be tied into the stomach. Okay, we're at that time. I'm going to need to take a quick break. So sit tight, and we'll finish up here when I come back.
When God, through His grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms. But left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel our very best. Our redox-based products tap into reserves within you to power your personal well-being. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break. And Looking for Healing Radio is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Brian Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett, on Tuesdays, Dr. H, Dr. Henry on Wednesdays, and Dr. Jana Schmidt on Thursdays. And on Fridays, you get the whole gang of us. So between my co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And we are now going to, instead of submitting questions, we're going to case studies. So if anybody wants to submit their case study, please do. We may pick you. Just rest assured that we won't give any information away as we're going through your case study, because that involves a little more detailed information than just a surface question. But you might be the one that's picked. So just make sure you send us in adequate information to be able to review and then make decent suggestions or assessments based on the information that you send in. So, all right, we're continuing on here with the Body Talk series. This is segment 3 of the broadcast. And I just wanted to mention before we move away from the stomach, I probably did in the last broadcast, but I'm not sure that I did in this one. The muscle associated with the stomach is the pectoralis major. This is clavicular, which attaches to the collarbone. So most people, I think, are familiar with this muscle. It helps to rotate the arm at the shoulder. So that is the muscle associated with the stomach. And now we're going to get into talking about the spleen and the pancreas. So everybody pretty much knows what the pancreas does. A lot of people are not aware of what a spleen does. So basically, just in general, a spleen stores blood. It digests dead blood cells, ruptured cells. It has a lot to do with the distribution of your blood. And it actually helps to regulate blood sugar through the secretion of insulin. And then the pancreas, most people are familiar with this. The pancreas produces some other digestive juices, so helps is also involved in digestion and assimilation of food. And most people might associate the pancreas with, of course, diabetes and blood sugar. Let me just make a comment about that. Let's see. So many thoughts swimming in my mind. Let me just say something very simple. Diabetes, first of all, is not a disease. Nothing is a disease. It's a dysfunctional chemistry that shows up because things are not working right in the body. So this entire show, Looking for Healing Radio, is to convey that and to teach that very method about the body just not working well. And we have to use intelligence and intelligent strategies to figure out what's not working, why it's not working. And then we need to start taking actions to support the body and give it what it needs so that it can work properly. So anyways, diabetes is not a problem of eating too much sugar. It's just, or being overweight. This is just so ignorant. It's just so oversimplified. And if anybody tells you this, there's so much more to the story. I mean, I just shared with you the spleen is involved in blood sugar regulation. It's probably a lot news to a lot of people out there. Guess what other major organ is involved in blood glucose regulation. Your skeleton. They don't tell you that, do they? So it's not that simple. When we're just like, oh, I eat too much sugar. I don't eat sugar. I ate this, it had sugar. It's like, I hear this all the time and I just want to punch a wall because it's just the degree of ignorance and inability to process past this basic sentence is ridiculous. It's gotten ridiculous. So there's a lot more to how that works. And maybe that would be a good topic to do a broadcast on. I'll have to think about that. But anyways, moving forward with the spleen and the pancreas, the organ that is associated is the, we would call this the lats or latissimus dorsi. So this is, you know, those muscles in the middle back, they hold the shoulder down, they keep the back straight, and they're used in any forceful arm movements. So they kind of anchor the back in most movements, actually, especially in large movements. So some of the things that you can experience is blood sugar issues. But you can also associate or relate back to these two organs with a low red blood cell count. Another one is sugar cravings. However, sugar cravings can come from a lot of things. I have many women who will crave sugar only when they're on their menstrual cycle or the preceding week or days before. So there's other things that can, in other words, there's a little bit more involved. So when I'm sharing these things with you, I'm sharing them just so you have a general idea. Maybe you have sugar cravings and it could be a combination of a couple of things. And this is another example. When I have a client working with me and I'll ask them if they claim or report sugar cravings, I'm going to ask them when. Is it all the time? Is it just constant, day, night, day, night? That's one pattern that indicates something. Or another pattern might be, I only have sugar cravings when I'm approaching my menstrual cycle. Other than that, I don't experience them. That's a completely different presentation. And so you have to dig in and you have to, as a practitioner, it is our responsibility to ask these questions, ask these deeper questions. So I just want to mention that. And another reason for sugar cravings or another presentation is for sure, and I think in most people that I work with, the main problem is this, which is microbial infections and specifically parasites, parasitic infections. And that's typically when somebody just wants sugar all the time, all the time, all the time, day, night, day, night. That is typically a presentation of just an excess overgrowth of parasites. Another one can be incessant thirst. That can be another one where people just can't quite seem to quench their thirst. They're always wanting to drink. They drink quite a bit, but it never really seems to quell their thirst. Another one, there's certain infections. This in the body can be related or representative back to these two organs. Use of stimulants, that can be another thing that is related back to the spleen and the pancreas. I've had clients who, of course, the obvious one, Red Bull, and man, don't even get me started on that. I mean, I'm just going to say it. If you're ignorant enough to put money in the pockets of and to buy pure poison, it's pure poison is what it is. And it just creates such havoc in the cardiovascular system. It's a great way to bring yourself to an early cardiac event. But hey, that's what you choose. If, you know, pick your poison, right? That's the expression. then go for it. I just can't believe those companies should be completely boycotted and they should put out of business overnight. Anyways, another topic for another day. I know Dr. Brian Artis feels the same way. And I think he's done a show specifically on these types of drinks and just they're nothing but pure poison. Side note, but I had to mention that. Now, other stimulants like coffee, or what else do I typically say? Oh, sometimes I have clients who have been addicted to soda. I had a client who was addicted to Pepsi, another one Dr. Pepper, another one Mountain Dew. This is another form of stimulant. So that's another common one. Fatigue. This could be an experience. Poor memory. Now that may be something that most people are not connecting to these two organs. A hueing or a kind of a showing up of a yellowing kind of color to the skin. I know a lot of times people will say, well, that's the liver, that's the liver. Well, yes, but it's more of a, instead of when you see jaundice, which is that yellowing related to the liver, which I've seen so many times working in a medical facility, that's real clear. There's a certain yellow that is very, very clear. This is more like there's a lot of yellow, kind of odd, a little bit odd presentation of yellow in the skin color. And I don't mean genetically what they're born with. It's hard to describe, but, and this is another thing I'm looking at when I'm looking at clients, do they have a normal presentation of skin color, or is this kind, is there some kind of a hue underneath, a gray or kind of a pink or a red or a yellow? So those are different things. Another one related to that is when I see people who have a very pasty complexion. You know, there are some people who are just fair skinned, and then there are some people who almost have this pasty mottled kind of look to them. So that can be related as well. When your hands go numb or numb hands, or when your limbs are cold, this can be related to these two organs, spleen and pancreas. Constipation. Now, this is something some people would not think about, but constipation, people think, oh, this is only related to the colon. Well, again, most time when people have these types of issues, you just need to be aware and know what organs top, you know, it's like almost like you want to hone into the top three organ systems. And most likely the colon is playing a role, but it could also be the spleen and pancreas are as well. When somebody has excessive urination, this can be related to spleen and pancreas. Weight issues. When somebody becomes very weak in the interim before they eat meals, that is often a telltale sign of spleen and pancreas. Now, another couple that probably most people are not going to connect to these organs. I think I mentioned already weight issues, loss of sexual powers or prowess can be tied to these two organs. Nosebleeds, that can be tied to these two organs. And carpal tunnel, that as well can be tied. So let me think if there's any, I think that's all I can think of at the moment. And gosh, we're almost running out of time here. Gosh, I can't believe it. It takes a lot of time to get through these organ systems. And honestly, I'll just say a few closing words rather than open the page up to discussing a new organ system. I'd rather just work kind of complete here with these two organ systems we talked about today. So we'll continue on and finish up here. I think I could probably finish up in the next series. I think I've got one or two organ systems left to discuss. However, I will just close by saying this. Again, there's so many more things. I could probably take one podcast and talk about one organ system, and it might take one or more than one podcast to talk about. There's so much to talk about because you're getting into the nervous system and how the nervous system is tied in. And the nervous system is tied in all together to a number of things. Now, think about it as your family. You are a member of your family, but think about all the people you're tied into just because you exist. You've got sisters and brothers and aunts and grandbabies and grandchildren and sons and daughters and grandparents and great-grandparents, and it's like a whole web, and you're a part of that web. So when you do anything in your life, it affects that web. And so that's how you want to understand or think about the nervous system. The nervous system is innervated all over the body. So that's why there's so many areas where you can do certain things, certain kind of testing. You can test the meridians, you can test the Vitaflex points, you can do muscle testing, organ testing. There's so many things you can do, testing of the teeth or studying or looking at the teeth. And all of those things are going to give you feedback and information on the organ system itself. So this is one of the reasons why when a client comes in, there's so many questions on your form. There's so many questions on their form. And I might ask a question like, do you experience or have you ever suffered from nosebleeds? And they're like, nosebleeds, what does that have to do with anything? And I'm looking at that question. And one of the things that I'm assessing and evaluating is, okay, issues with spleen and pancreas. So it's almost like before I even scan somebody, I have a pretty good profile of them and of what's going on in their body just from assessing and evaluating all of these things. Right? Maybe by doing muscle testing or asking a lot of these interesting questions, like, you know, are you knock-kneed? Did you walk with your toes facing in when you were a child? Right? You know, it's like, it seems to people like, God, why are they asking this? And there's so many questions. And why is this connected? Well, now you know. You fill out the forms, you submit them, and we either, you know, I take a look at them before you even come in. And by the way, I just want to say that I know it's a lot of work to fill out these forms when you go see these holistic practitioners, but hopefully now you have a better idea as to why you have to answer these questions or why they're asking these questions. And number two, you know, you could either pay them. I used to work in my office in such a way that the client would come in and I'd interview them. I'd spend the whole first time interviewing them and collecting data and information, and I would charge them for that. And then I stopped doing that to save some money as the business was expanding. And I just wrote out a very, very, or designed a very, very detailed evaluation and assessment form. And I provided that to the client. So they fill that out in their own time. You know, it's their time, but it saves them money, because anytime you're sitting in an office working with a practitioner, they need to charge. That's billable time. So anyways, just wanted to mention that, but here we go. We are done with the last segment of the show. So I thank all of you for spending the hour with me. I do hope you're feeling inspired, educated, and hopeful that no matter what you may be dealing with from a health perspective, there's always a natural solution that may completely remedy and or significantly improve the issue. And that's the message I'm hoping to convey through these discussions of natural healing. If you'd like to hear more, I invite the listening audience to visit our website at www.backtobalancelv.com. And until then, blessings and abundance with your health and your life. This is Nicola Burnett signing off from Looking for Healing Radio.